Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Tom. Good to talk to you again.
Likewise. And, of course, the health department in the news recently with a number of high bacterial levels in Lake McCoy. And, Sean, can you kind of walk us through not only the genesis, but as far as what happened as far as testing and the reason why Lake McCoy was being tested for bacteria?
Sure. Several years ago, the Washington Township trustee was doing some work out at Lake Santee to try and improve some things out there and had DNR come out and IDEM come out. There were actually some investigations by IDEM and the Indiana Department of Health regarding the abandoned trailers down there, and that owners were found to be in violation. During that investigation, the lake was tested and found to have high bacterial levels. So we are reforming a group to try and work on Lake McCoy and clean up some of the areas there. And part of my job with that is to test again. So this is actually my third test out there. The very first test tested fine, and none of the levels were over an unsafe area. The second test we did showed several spots that were high, and then this last one, the bacteria levels were high, so they were high everywhere in the lake. They were at the maximum amount that could be tested.
And how many locations around the lake did you test, John?
I tested spots on the lake in various areas, and then we tested one area of a stream that leads into the lake, which also tested high.
Okay, and then of course there was a coliform that was found in there, and can you tell us a little bit about the coliform bacteria, where it gets its name and so forth?
Yeah, so coliform bacteria is it's what we test for to see total bacterial colonies. Now, coliform is in itself not harmful, but E. coli is one of the coliform bacteria. Coliform is usually found from animal feces or bacterial blooms and untreated wastewater, animal waste, human feces, septic tanks, and agricultural runoff. So it can be decaying vegetation that causes some of that. It can be just normal animal feces even. But the problem is it's so high that we know, and I actually do have the E. coli results too, and they're high as well. So what we test for, though, is mostly just the total coliform. The coliform is a big family of bacteria, some of which are harmful, some of which aren't.
And, of course, you know, I understand that it doesn't necessarily cause disease, but it, you know, it can also, but can cause some serious illness if ingested or if, say, it comes into contact with open wounds.
Yeah, those are the two main areas that it's going to cause problems. As I said, these indicate, unfortunately, most likely feces. And so you can imagine what it'd be like to be getting feces in your eyes or in an open wound or if you swallow the water. It can cause vomiting and diarrhea and eye infections, skin rashes, and it could cause serious infection if it came in contact to open wounds.
Now, are some folks allergic to coliform bacteria?
Yeah, they can be, which then again, you know, you're looking at an allergic reaction, so people can be allergic to just about anything.
And, of course, this is a, you know, cold temperature, obviously, but obviously, you know, no matter what time of year, I imagine that you want to avoid swimming in a lake that has coliform bacteria.
That's right. And realizing that we are testing at a time when people aren't swimming, we're not too concerned with the swimming, but we wanted to get the word out as soon as possible so that people knew that here when it warms up that it's not a good idea to swim in the lake.
And then, of course, what if, let's say it's turns into summer and somebody decides to swim in a lake with coliform bacteria, what kind of precautions should they take?
Well, I wouldn't advise it to start with, but if they do, after they get out, they just need to make sure that they shower extremely well, make sure that they get all of that washed off. I'd use soap and water, good hot water, and I would get your clothes in the washing machine right away, and don't let them hang around. Don't let them sit in with other clothes and get them washed, and they should be, hopefully they're all right if they do that.
All right. And then if somebody has questions about coliform bacteria, in particular the high bacteria levels in Lake McCoy, what can folks do? Where can they obviously go to the, contact you folks at the health department for more information or if they have questions?
Yeah. They are more than welcome to call us, and we'll do our best to answer the questions. If we can't answer them right away, we'll find the answer. And then I would also suggest going to, there's a couple of websites that are helpful. I would say the Indiana Department of Environmental Management has quite a bit of that information, and Indiana Department of Health will also have some.
All right. So again, IDEM and Indiana Department of Health websites with the information about coliform bacteria. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Sean Durbin. He is with the Decatur County Health Department. And, of course, in the first segment, Sean, we talked at length about and almost mutually exclusive about the high bacteria levels in Lake McCoy. But what are some of the other functions that the health department is involved in on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. On a typical day, we do birth and death certificates. We do vaccinations. We do food inspections at all the food establishments. And we do septic inspections and septic installation. Well, we don't install, but inspect the installations. And those are some of our main areas. But we've really expanded many of the things we're doing. And I'm so proud of the employees here and the work they're doing. And if you don't mind, I'll talk a little bit about some of the things we've accomplished here recently.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Right. Be my guest.
Yeah. So our nursing division, I just said, is mostly vaccinations, but we have just added pregnancy testing and syphilis and gonorrhea testing. And these are important for a lot of reasons. Of course, somebody needs to know if they're pregnant so they can get the proper care. And we do see rising sexual diseases, sexually transmitted diseases. So this is very important to get those tested so we can keep those from spreading. We actually had last week, we did a blood drive for county employees, and we filled up every roster, so I was really happy about that. And about over half of those 40 people is what we could do. 34 of those were brand new donors, so really happy about that. We also did Narcan training to 4 different groups. We did CPR and stop the bleed to 3 groups. We are meeting regularly with the mental health resource collaboration. So those are some of the things that are going on at the health department. Again, I just have an excellent team here, and we're always looking for new ways to serve the public and to get better. We're working on some Spanish classes so we can help serve that segment of the population. We have a lot going on. Really, really, really happy about it.
All right. So a lot of things behind the scenes, so to speak, but still vital things going on at the Decatur County Health Department. And of course, and you mentioned clinics from time to time and some of the other things going on. And I mean, are these things that have kind of popped up in recent years, or has this been pretty much some of it long-term programs that you've had at the health department, Sean?
Yeah, as far as vaccinations, the four main things that I mentioned at the beginning there, the vital records vaccinations, food inspections, and septic, are kind of core services that we have always done. But we are adding services all the time here, and many of those are not normal, what we have always done in the past.
And do you also, you and your folks go out in the public, say, go before service organizations or maybe in the schools and do presentations as well?
Yeah, we're always happy to do that. Done a few, but yeah, those are fun. Our nursing division's done some, and we love to get out there and talk about the health department. So if anybody would need a speaker, we're happy to come.
All right, so contact folks at the Decatur County Health Department if you're interested in having a speaker come before your group or school. And Sean Durbin, anything else before we let you get back to your day?
Well, I'd just say, going back to the vaccinations, and we were kind of hit on this, and I meant to say it, we will do vaccinations pretty much every day of the week. We prefer appointments, except for Wednesdays from 10 to 6 at the walk-in clinic, and we are open until 6 o'clock that day. So if you need vaccinations, if your kids need vaccinations, come on in.
All right, sounds good. Well, Sean Durbin with the Decatur County Health Department, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well, because we need you out there, and all the best to you and everybody at the health department, and thank you for coming on, and hopefully we can call on you again in the future.
You bet. Thank you very much, Tom. You take care.